With many difficult decisions, the mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery's face mask ordinance goes into effect today at 5 p.m. Groups of 10 or more that cannot maintain safe social distancing will be required to wear face masks in public. This order comes after the city council failed to pass a face mask ordinance at Tuesday night's council meeting. Montgomery City leaders are cracking down on businesses not following COVID-19 orders. Councilman Aronde Mitchell says several gas stations and clubs have been cited for not following the city's 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. curfew and for holding large gatherings. And across the state, there have been more than 8,000 new coronavirus cases in the last 2 weeks. Nearly 28,000 people in Alabama have tested positive. State health officials say at least 800 people have died. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power. Is this your year for a walk-behind lawnmower upgrade? Well, if so, come by CTE and check out Honda walk-behind mowers. They're the best! Now, don't just take my word for it. You know Honda consistently wins consumer product awards, and Honda has the best warranty in the industry, up to 5 years. And right now, here at CTE, we have Honda mowers on sale starting at only $359. Now, you won't find a Honda for that price at a home store. And this month, when you buy a new Honda here from CTE, you'll get 1 year additional warranty for free. Not sure which Honda model is right for you? No problem. At CTE, you can try before you buy here at the store, or you can even rent one and take it home for the weekend. Now, who else does all that? That's what I thought. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Hello, folks. Ed Meese here. You may remember me as President Reagan's Attorney General and his close personal friend. I'm a big fan and a strong supporter of President Trump, and I'm also a great admirer of Jeff Sessions. Jeff was an excellent U.S. attorney under President Reagan and is one of the great conservative leaders of our time. Let me clear something up. Jeff Sessions did the right thing when he recused himself from the phony Russian investigation. The law is clear. He had to recuse. He could not legally investigate himself or the Trump campaign. If Jeff had not recused, he would have broken the law, and the Democrats would have damaged President Trump badly. Jeff Sessions is a uniquely strong man with the integrity to do the right thing even when it's hard. This is Ed Meese, Ronald Reagan's Attorney General, urging you to keep supporting President Trump and to vote for Jeff Sessions for U.S. Senate.
I'm Jeff Sessions, candidate for the United States Senate. I approve this message.
Paid for by Friends of Sessions Senate Committee, Inc.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show. On a Friday, TGIF edition. couple of reminders here. Number one, we're starting at CTE Outdoor Power of a new giveaway for next week. Will be your, once your name goes in, you'll stay in for 4 weeks, so you have four shots at winning. And so go by CTE Outdoor Power and register for the fuel or the oil, the fuel container or the actual, I think he said a case of fuel, but it's a real good deal. I want to use that feller thing. I need to get that for myself because I'm tired of making a mess. And then 280 Farm, you can order your Father's Day Boston butt or your Father's Day two slabs of ribs for $25. Either one, but you have to call 280 Farm and get your order in, because what happens is he does his orders, how much he cooks is based on how many orders he has. He does his normal standard, what the crowd gets, but then as a Dan Morris Show listener, you get the $25, you get the discount, but you're going to have your name in, and I promise you he's going to take care of you. They've got watermelons, they've got they got the Slocum tomatoes, they've got the clear seed peaches, which are great. That's going to be tomorrow for me on ice cream. It's going to be really good. So don't forget about those two things. Also, don't forget about Blake Percival, and he's doing his book signing at the Alcazar Temple, Swiner's Temple on Eastern Bypass. It's the gun show, so go in and see him, get his book, introduce yourself to him, tell him you're a Dan Morris Show listener. You will really, really like Blake. People kept saying to me, did you know Blake before the interview? I said, no, I met him when I walked up the stairs and before we walked in the studio. I said, you guys seem like old friends. And he's going to be doing some things with us on the show. But go by and see him. Say hi. The answer is yes. If you already got a book, you got it online and got it delivered, take that in and get him to sign. As long as you have the book, he will sign it, I believe. But Blake's a really good guy, so go by and see him. Alcazar, Shriners Temple, Eastern Bypass. Okay, so we got some things to do here. Let's do Peter Ducey on the Biden campaign.
This is what the Biden coalition looks like. Voters under 30, voters over 65, suburban voters, women voters, and black voters by an overwhelming 85-6% margin over President Trump. According to a Fox News poll that also finds 88% of black voters disapprove of the way President Trump handles race relations. The Trump coalition is held together by white evangelical voters and voters in rural areas. And last night, he spoke confidently about his chances against Biden.
He's not running his campaign. People are running his campaign. I see quotes all the time that he said this, he said that about me, and the long, beautiful, flowing sentences. I said, Joe didn't make that statement.
One Biden statement today is about claims made in John Bolton's new book about President Trump talking to Chinese President Xi about the upcoming election. The former VP says, my message to China's leaders or anyone else who President Trump might invite to interfere, stay out of our democracy, stay out of our elections. That says the current VP campaigns in Michigan. Biden did not host any public events today, but his campaign picked on Pence's trip with this. As Mike Pence's Great American Damage Control Tour hits Michigan, the truth is sinking in that Donald Trump's corrupt recovery is prioritizing wealthy donors and billionaires instead of working-class Michiganders. Michigan is one of the most important states to Biden's electoral strategy, along with Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Florida, Arizona, and North Carolina, because those are the six places the campaign is spending $15 million to run their first TV ads of the general election.
We're in the battle for the soul of this nation. What we believe, and maybe most importantly, who we want to be, is all at stake.
The stakes are highest in head-to-head debates. Right now, there are three between Trump and Biden scheduled, but I've confirmed today the Trump team wants more. And they've got Rudy Giuliani helping them pressure the Commission on Presidential Debates into sending additional invitations.
Okay. A lot in that report. If Biden keeps doing this doom and gloom and everything is bad that Trump touches, that just rings hollow out there. Because you say it, doesn't mean it's true. Now let's move to debates. They are going to bludgeon, Joe Biden on the debate thing. and they want them early versus later, and they want more than three. And if they don't even get more than three, you remember all the things that they would do where they'd have the chicken following around the candidate because he wouldn't debate?
Sure.
I don't know what Trump's going to have up his sleeve, but I promise you it's going to be good. He is going to, they're going to kill Biden, particularly if Biden goes, well, we can't do a debate because of COVID-19. He will be seen as the biggest chicken in the world. And then all this bad stuff they say about Trump, he can't hold his, a candle to him. And I think Trump will tear him up. Biden doesn't look good. He's not quick. He's not. And let me tell you something. When you're on the road, you start developing an edge. You get better as you go. And politicking is like a muscle. You have to exercise it. If you are not exercising your muscle and your staff is not exercising your muscle, I don't know. And talking particularly some old advanced guys, I don't know how they go from 90 to nothing and start doing events, actual events. But what the best that they can do is say, we're going to do an event a week. But there are not that many weeks left between now and Election Day. Certainly not that many left between now and Labor Day, which is normally the official beginning of the Real for Life campaign. But you also have the countdown to the convention. And I'm not sure they're going to do the convention. So how do you get all that together? As an advanced guy, it's a muscle. You're getting your team developed. You know your principal. You know what they're good at. You know what team members are weak, who's strong, what their strong suit is, what their you want to keep them away from. And if they haven't exercised that muscle, and how about this one, the vice president? You remember Sarah Palin went out on the road, and she had never been on a national campaign, and she did awful. So who do they pick for vice president that can all of a sudden get up and start running a national campaign? If the VP female, and he's being pressured into getting a black female after what Amy Klobuchar suggested. She suggested to have a black female. Why don't you just put it, you know, why don't you tie Joe's hand? In my group, I do not know how you do that.
Right.
Kamala Harris was kind of doing okay on the road. She's more folksy and that kind of stuff. She is not a big crowd person. She's not a big camera appeal person. She makes mistakes. There's nobody I've seen on the list who I think, with the exception of Elizabeth Warren, that can pick up the mantle of this whole thing and start running a VP nationwide campaign. I don't see how you do it. And remember, Sarah Palin messed up really badly. Really badly. And Paul Ryan, in a way, kind of messed up badly. He knew how to talk on a national basis, but didn't have the team to do national events, big picture events. And folks, that's your bread and butter. So if your principal is not doing many events, you have to keep your VP underneath them so your VP doesn't look like they're carrying the water for them. I don't know how they do it. I do not know how they do it, where Trump and Pence are going to be blowing and going.
Right.
They're going to be doing stuff that's going to, it will blow their doors in. Let's go to Papa B. Papa B, Papa B.
Hey, Dan and Joey.
How are you, my friend?
Oh, Albert, I'm doing great. I'm great, ready for the weekend here.
There you go, but, Daddy Day.
That's it. I got to tell you, you are, I think, right about all of what's fixing to happen with campaign and everything, because this is really the showmanship and the big show type thing. That is Trump's wheelhouse.
Absolutely.
I'm telling you, he is going to really start, laying, putting the wood to Joe Biden. And Joe Biden, the other day when you played that clip of him, he sounded like he was just feeble.
He really did.
Of course, you know, it's radio and everything, but like, oh my word, this just doesn't look good at all.
Yeah, most of your campaign, you're buying advertising, you're building an organization, but what you're doing is you want to be on the nightly news every single night with some kind of event. What are the campaigns doing today? Because ABC, NBC, and CBS will cycle out a piece of their nightly news, probably 7 minutes worth, to talk about the campaign. Now, they're not going to talk good about the Trump campaign, but how do you talk how do you talk good about a campaign that didn't do anything? I do not. My group has no clue how Biden's going to be able to pull this off.
Yeah, that's going to be tough. Well, all right, I've got a theory about how Trump can still win on the DACA deal.
Let's hear it.
It'll never happen. It'll never happen, but, I mean, I just have a theory. Okay, so basically Roberts has said, look, you just didn't jump through enough hoops. Okay, so Trump goes back, he rewrites it, and I think at least this part of it he'll do, and, you know, jumps through a few hoops that he thinks or maybe perceives that Roberts will approve of. Okay, well, then he'll get sued and, you know, through the circuit courts. Some judge or other will put a stay on it, you know, and that stay will last for, throughout the rest of the year, probably. You know, but
when the term ends at the end of this month.
Right, well, so, but anyway, so if Trump and them would say, okay, well, we'll go ahead and get out in front of it, have this, since the Democrats are the, you know, left-leaning parts of the court. They're being gamed anyway, so why don't we just game it? We'll get this thing out. We'll have somebody sue us or stay at a favorable court, and that judge can say, no, we're going to go ahead and allow it and, you know, put that national order on it up front of allowance for the new DACA.
Well, so, let me go one step further. Or a little bit differently than what you did. And talking to the professor last night, he can actually ask for an expedited hearing of the Supreme Court justices that are assigned to his district, which is three. And they can go in and look at it. And the question is, we don't know who the three would be, but they could look at it and say, okay, yeah, this passes the mustard, and what we're going to do is grant you a temporary, or we're going to put it at the first of the basket when we come back. And so all I think you need to do is just get the notion out there, but it needs to be a path to citizenship with conditions, and then how are you treating other things? If you do that, and you set an administrative policy, and he could not have emphasized that more. You have to say, this is administrative policy. And then you may have it.
Well, maybe so. But I find it interesting, like Lindsey Graham said, I didn't see them all jump up and down about Barack Obama's mandated, you know, executive order.
Yep.
They didn't get all exercised about how he didn't go through all kind of procedures, even though it broke every boundary of constitutional, you know, law as we know it, I suppose. So anyway, that's kind of interesting. But I think he can still win on DACA. And I think, don't you think that he'll go ahead and try to redo it and everything before the election?
I don't know, and this is why I don't know, is that you're going to have to put some type of systems in there that these are the qualifications to accomplish citizenship or pass to citizenship. And can he do it in such a way that he's not going to alienate one group or another, particularly the more conservative Republicans that are out there?
Right. Okay. Now, if he doesn't, he's got a talking point like, well, we need more, you know, conservative justices, you know, so he can use that as a, you know, political talking point, which he is already.
Yeah.
And so, anyway, well, all right, just food for thought. And, Joey, you know, there's two swamp cookies in. If you pick my name, Dan, you don't get anything because Joey's the one that picks.
So not exactly, but.
But anyway, all right, guys. Well, listen, thanks a lot.
I want you to have a great Father's Day weekend, my friend.
Thank you.
Ta-ta. Going to a break. Dan Marr Show, back after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Confidence, peace of mind, a way forward. During tough times, these are the things we all want. And with the personalized help of a Trustmark relationship manager, it's something we can find together. That's why Trustmark is standing by business owners. No matter what challenges you may be facing, we are here with a suite of financial services to help you find a path forward. Learn more at trustmark.com/business.
Hi, Rich Thomas for the Depot Furniture Gallery, which has recently expanded inside of Prattville Pickers. They have the absolute best selection and prices when it comes to rustic and cottage-style furniture in central Alabama. The Depot has many different pieces to choose from, including pub-style tables, dining room sets, coffee tables, entertainment centers, bedroom sets with nightstands, and many unique style accessories to make any home's decor the center of conversation. Sliding barn doors, smooth or rustic wood finish, the choices are endless. Follow the Depot Furniture Gallery on Facebook to always see the latest arrivals, because new inventory is arriving regularly. Come visit the Depot Furniture Gallery inside Prattville Pickers, 616 Highway 82 West. Other locations including over 3,000 square feet at Angels Antique Mall in Opelika. Visit DepotFurnitureGallery.com or call 380-3300.
Blessings, a Christian store, has everything that you and your church family need. Blessings is a Lifeway authorized dealer and your local Christian bookstore. They also have a great selection of supplies, including all-in-one communion provisions for your congregation, and they are in stock today. Blessings carries great Christian gifts, shirts, and unique pieces you won't find anywhere else. You can find Blessings, a Christian store, at 103 North Memorial Drive in Prattville, on Facebook, and online at BlessingSCS.com.
Laser Copy is your silent partner when it comes to all printing and shipping for your business. Laser Copy can print brochures, multi-part forms, envelopes, and right now you can order custom graduation and wedding announcements. No job is too big or too small for Laser Copy, whether it be printing or shipping. Check out Laser Copy's website at LaserCopyInc.com and on Facebook. Laser Copy also makes signs, banners, and even magnetic signs for your vehicle. Laser Copy, 103 North Memorial Drive in Prattville. Or call 358-3880.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228. This is going to be interesting. Before we go any further off the kind of reservation here, let me pick up the arrested Atlanta officer and update here from CBS.
Former Atlanta police officer Garrett Roth will face a judge for the first time today in connection with the death of Rayshard Brooks. This is Rolf's mugshot after he turned himself into police yesterday. He is now being held without bond on felony murder and 10 other charges. Now, Rolf's attorney says he's confident that once all the evidence comes out, his client will be vindicated. Mark Strassman is in Atlanta with more on that story. So, Mark, what's the next step here?
Right after former Officer Rolf was booked for felony murder, he was transferred to a different county jail. The death penalty is now off the table in his case, and his arrest has sent waves of resentment through the police agency he used to work for.
CBS News cameras captured former Officer Garrett Rolf arriving at the Fulton County Jail. That's him wearing the baseball cap. 48 minutes later, he was booked for felony murder. Hours earlier, the other charged officer, Devin Brosnan, posted bond and left the jail. He faces charges of aggravated assault and violation of oath. Brosnan's attorney, Don Samuel.
You know, you're going to charge a police officer who's giving CPR and putting anticoagulant in the wounds and compression bandages. You say, well, you didn't do it fast enough. We're going to charge you with a felony for that? Come on.
Great point. Let's go to the phones to go to Don. Don, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Good morning. Dan, have you ever read the DACA agreement, the application and everything?
I've read through, the conditions of DACA, yes.
It's actually an application thing, which I think you have to pay like $700 and all kinds of stuff. How many of that $800,000 you think actually has applied?
Don't know.
I doubt if there's very many because nobody really fears being deported.
Good point.
So I really think DACA is a meaningless thing. If all you got to do is maybe set a time and say if you hadn't put in an application by now, the deadline's over. But I guarantee you, I bet you there's very few people who have actually applied and actually did the paperwork and submitted the $700 in the application.
I would absolutely agree with you because the way I understood it, it was conditional. In other words, if you came here and you were under this age and you came here before this time period, then you were considered DACA.
Yeah, the time period, you had to go to school, maybe military, but you did have to apply. It wasn't like you just got it automatically. And it was also an application fee of, several hundred dollars, which I doubt if anybody said, because I don't think nobody had any fear of ever being deported. They don't have any fear of being deported now.
I agree with that.
Thank you.
Take care, John. Don, sorry. Let's do the draw. Let's do this. Let me go to a break. Coming back, we're going to do the drawing for the Twig Creek Farm Market gift basket. Be right back.
The Dan Morris Show. Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Have a Class A CDL license and at least 6 months driving experience with a good record? James and Darius Transport specializes in hotshot. Their trailers are 3 to 5 car haulers and they have immediate openings for qualified drivers. Earn $1,500 per week, 50% of your health insurance paid vacations that grow to 3 weeks after 3 years, quota bonuses, and much more. James and Darius Transport is also looking for dispatchers. Call James and Darius Transport at 241-6414. That's 241-6414.
Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power. Is this your year for a walk-behind lawnmower upgrade? Well, if so, come by CTE and check out Honda walk-behind mowers. They're the best. Now, don't just take my word for it. You know Honda consistently wins consumer product awards, and Honda has the best warranty in the industry, up to 5 years. And right now, here at CTE, we have Honda mowers on sale starting at only $359. Now, you won't find a Honda for that price at a home store. And this month, when you buy a new Honda here from CTE, you'll get 1 year additional warranty for free. Not sure which Honda model is right for you? No problem. At CTE, you can try before you buy here at the store, or you can even rent one and take it home for the weekend. Now, who else does all that? That's what I thought. CTE Outdoor Power. I-85 at Perry Hill Road and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
Sinclair's is now open, and after being sanitized from top to bottom, Sinclair's is now totally smoke-free. No smoking. You know Sinclair's has been a Montgomery favorite for decades. Johnny Sullivan and his staff are still here and ready to serve you right now. You can enjoy their favorite menu items with their limited seating in the dining room or convenient curbside pickup service. Everything you've come to expect from Sinclair's. Updated lunch and dinner menus include salads, sandwiches, pasta, and steaks. Call Sinclair's at 271-7654 to place your order, and they'll still deliver it right to your car. Or you can dine in. Sinclair's, now a no-smoking restaurant and a Montgomery tradition for decades. Call them, 271-7654, or check out their Facebook page. Now, totally non-smoking. Sinclair's.
It's Billy with AutoSave Tire and Automotive. Time to get back on the road. And if you need tires, brakes, alignments, schedule maintenance services, or just that pesky check engine light fixed, we do it all from oil changes to engines and transmissions at the best prices in the River Region. We have great people dedicated to repairing your vehicle right the first time. And tires, we have over 250,000 tires at our disposal daily. Check out our website, autosavetires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive. Come to where your auto saves you.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company helps you customize your home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Unlike things you paid for you didn't need, like the Vacnado 2000. A Wi-Fi connected vacuum that uploads Dust Bunny data to the cloud for real-time optimization. Whatever that means. But really, it's just a very expensive doggy chew toy. With Liberty Mutual, get customized home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
This is James Cole with Cole Plumbing, and I want to thank Blue Water Broadcasting. I have been advertising with them for several years, and they have brought me quality business. I really appreciate them.
Radio advertising is the engine that drives business. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
News, I'm Rich Dennison. The Trump campaign says it's working to ensure the health and safety of supporters attending the president's rally in Oklahoma tomorrow as the state sees an increase in COVID-19 infections.
As far as protests outside the arena, the president tweeting any protesters, anarchists, agitators, looters, or lowlifes who are going to Oklahoma, please understand you will not be treated like you have been in New York, Seattle, or Minneapolis.
Fox's John Decker in Washington. Florida is preparing for its third phase of easing coronavirus mitigation efforts, but some cities are seeing a record number of new cases and are enacting measures to help stop the spread of the disease.
Both Miami and Miami Beach say they will delay their start of phase three. And Orange County, which includes Orlando, along with Tampa and St. Pete and the Keys, are instituting mask orders.
Fox's Eben Brown in Broward County, Florida. America is listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. On this last full day of spring, Alabama continues to heat up. High temperature today, 90 to 92. A little bit more humidity. Any showers or thunderstorms that pop up will be very isolated in nature, widely scattered. Tonight's low down to about 69. Tomorrow, on the first day of summer, how about a high of 94? Maybe even hotter on Father's Day, 96. And the rain chances over the weekend, not zero, but 20% or less. And rain chances getting a lot better next week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASC Credit Union can help. With historic low rates and an easy approval process, your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender. NMLS number 420259.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are. Ah, James Cole, hang on for me, my good friend. We're going to do the drawing for the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket so we can get you hooked up for this weekend. Let it fly, buddy.
Let's do this thing. And the winner is... Weezer.
Weezer!
Weezer.
Weezer now is a two-time winner.
Wow. She had that time period. She waited and... Luck of the draw.
Was she a winner of the basket, or was that back during the Fresh Market days?
Oh, I do not remember.
I think it may have been Fresh Market days. Let's go to our good friend James Cole. James, How in the world are you the best plumber in all of Montgomery, by the way?
Well, Dan, don't brag on me that much now, but
I think, in my humble opinion, you are. I've never seen or heard of a problem you haven't been able to fix.
Well, you have to think about some things and attack them a little differently.
Yeah, well, that's what you. I mean, you, my, you say my brother about 10 years ago, he had a pipe that had broken in a slab, and y'all. The other company wanted to dig it up. You guys came out and put a new liner in. Is that right? Is that what it's called?
Yes, sir. We can line both drain and water pipes. Wanted to ask you a question real quick.
Sure.
And I don't know if you've gotten a chance to read it or not, but OSHA 10 and OSHA 30 defines uses of masks and respirators and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if people really understood these paper masks that they're using don't really do much, and because they're really designed for use in a sterile environment.
Right.
And for them to remain viable, they would have to be changed about every 30 minutes. But my big problem, Dan, is the fact that people that are using these paper masks, like, say, go to the waterworks to pay your bill at the kiosk, and they take the mask off and throw it on the ground. Somebody's got to pick that up.
Yep. And I tell you, I've seen more masks on the ground than I ever thought I would have in my lifetime.
Well, you know, and not only that, the gloves, I mean... Having been involved with EMS and a volunteer firefighter service for many years, there's a proper way to dispose of the PPE. And, you know, throwing it on the ground is not it. You go to Sam's and Costco and you see, you know, they've got the hand sanitizing wipes out here so you can sanitize the buggy.
Right.
And then they throw it all on the ground. And so when is this madness going to end?
I hope it's going to be soon, but not in beloved Montgomery, Alabama.
You know, the really only true way to get a proper mask is like an N95 gas mask that has to be fitted. You have to be clean shaven.
Yep.
You know, and I mean, people are going crazy with it.
Well, somebody came up with a good programming idea for me. They said, what you ought to do is a drawing where people pick the day that Stephen Reed will let go of the mask world. In other words, he'll say, masks are not required. And come up with the day of it and then do the day by parts. Do the morning, midday, night type thing. See what they come up with. And because I'm not sure that he's going to let go of that. Not officially. I think people will basically say, screw you, but I don't think he's going to let go of it anytime soon.
It's even frustrating to see people that do wear the masks, Dan, have it improperly on. I mean, it's under their nose. Do they not realize
it's under their nose? Isn't that amazing?
You know, and they're wearing gloves, but they got the gloves handling their cell phone and everything else. I don't know when the madness is
going. Let me tell you another story. This is a true story. I have a doctor friend of mine, bumped into him, and he had a mask on. And we were talking, have you been catching up on things? And I said, so you're a big believer in the mask. He said, as a physician, I need to wear the mask so I can I'm making the point to other people. Because if I didn't wear the mask, people would be calling the hospital, my office, and giving me, you know what, hell. And this whole thing.
Yeah, I know.
I said, oh, so you're subject to mask shaming.
Okay, my other question, the last question I have for you, is this going to apply to all the Montgomery firefighters or the police officers?
Of course not. No.
At work and in groups of more than 10?
Yeah, let me tell you
what firefighters...
Typical government is that the people that it doesn't apply to is government itself. It only applies to liberty-loving individuals.
Yeah. All right, Dan. Well, have a great day. I appreciate you very much, and we listen to the show religiously.
I appreciate your friendship, my friend.
Thank you, sir.
Take care. Weezer, the winner.
Hey, Dan.
Weezer, congratulations, my dear.
Yeah, and y'all sang happy birthday to me Tuesday.
We remember. And we did a pretty lousy job, too, didn't we?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was just great.
Good. Okay, Weezer, you know the rules of the game is go down there. We're going to send your information to Reed and Karen Ingram right now. And then once you go down there, then I want you to call back and tell us what you got and what your experience was like.
I'll certainly do that.
You are wonderful. And if you want to get something like the Boston Butt or something, you need to call 280 Farm and get them to prepare it for you, okay?
Yeah, I heard that earlier, that you've got to get prepared ahead of time.
Yeah.
Back when I won it a long time ago, it was Fresh Market.
That's what I thought, because I thought I remember meeting you at Fresh Market to hand you that card.
Yep, we did it. So I will take care of that.
I appreciate it, Weezer. Congratulations.
I'll get back to you.
Thank you
very much.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Let's go to Sam. Sam, welcome aboard. Yosemite Sam.
Dan, always a pleasure. I'll tell you right now, if you're going to have a little contest, about Mayor Reed,
yeah.
I'll tell you what day he's going to give the mask up. Election Day, was that the second Tuesday in November? Yeah, that's the day. Anyway, it's been a great week. We're still wondering, is a taser lethal or not? That question hasn't been answered. But we know that fighting the police will get you killed. And just, but talking about the mayor, I had an idea.
Yeah,
I believe that he should set up masks safety checkpoint. If you're out riding around, if you don't have a mask in your car, you get a ticket. And just he's wanting to shut the city down. And people complaining about the 10 p.m. curfew. Well, there you go. Let's bring back the safety checkpoints and just make everybody mad.
I like that. Everybody mad.
That's it.
I noticed that the zoo's getting opened up.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I wonder if the animals are going to be wearing masks.
Probably the tigers.
And bears. Yeah. Oh, my.
Anyways, the mayor, somebody said he wanted to make a name for himself, but that's how you do it. Just make everybody mad.
There you go. That'll do it every time.
Joy, can I get in for next week on the Sweet Creek?
What's that?
A free five.
No, what's Sweet Creek?
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Oh.
We don't know nothing about Sweet Creek.
It's the double team. Yeah. Hey, that's okay. You guys can't break my spirit. I got the last bottle of rubbing alcohol in the city of Montgomery earlier, so I'm on top of the world.
Well, I've cornered the vanilla extract market, so good luck with that when it runs out.
Oh, thanks. Man, it was like doing a drug deal. You got rubbing alcohol? Oh, man.
Sam, I got a row, buddy. You have a great one. You're in.
Dan, I enjoy what you do.
Thanks. He's in, right?
Yeah.
Let's go to Greg. Greg, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dan and Joey.
How are you?
I won't be long. I just wanted to blow off a little steam real quick.
Go ahead.
I mentioned earlier about people taking off their masks and throwing them down, and somebody's got to pick them up.
Yeah.
Well, that's me.
Oh, no.
On Fridays, I clean out three or four parking lots in Montgomery. And about the end of March, it used to take me about 4 or 5 hours to do all of them. About the end of March, there were gloves, masks, wet wipes. I mean, I can't even find wet wipes in the store, but somebody is. They're throwing them all over the ground.
Now, let me interrupt you here. Are you using one of those sweeper machines and vacuum or what?
No. Much more remedial than that. I've got a bucket and a pickup stick and a flat shovel when the job requires it.
Interesting.
But, I mean, and it's tapered down a little bit, though I expect an uptick next week when the enforcement goes in and everybody starts wearing again. But I'm talking, it took an extra 2 hours at least to clean up all these gloves and masks all over the place. I mean, people just, don't they know how how valuable those are.
Yeah, well, they, let me tell you what. It's the same people same people that empty their ashtrays at intersections. That drives me crazy.
Oh, well, I find some of that, too, and baby diapers and other personalized
nothing,
and all that.
Joey, there's nothing better than the aroma of a baby diaper that's been sitting in a hot parking lot on hot concrete for, say, a day.
I used to work at Fun Zone. I know some of what you speak of, Greg, when I clean their parking lot.
Nice and balmy out there.
Fragrant.
Anyway, so I expect another uptick in the trash as far as gloves and masks go. So maybe some of you listeners could put it in the trash can, you know.
Just save you a little time. Greg, I got to go, buddy. I want you to have a great day. A reminder, but first of all, holding on to integrity and paying the price. A whistleblower, real deal, great guy. He's doing book signing at Alcazar Swiner's Temple on Eastern Bypass Saturday and Sunday for the gun show. Go see him. Tell him you're a Dan Morris Show listener. Get his book. Get him an autograph. He's a great guy. Going to be back with Barbara right after this.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I have a message for our men and women in blue. The weight of the badge is heavy, but your financial burden doesn't have to be. We at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate your service to our communities. As a thank you, each law enforcement officer who purchases or refinances their home with Alabama Home Mortgage will receive a $500 gift card at closing. You heard me right, $500. We have had the honor of working with countless hometown heroes. You should be the next. What are you waiting for? Just the other day, a Montgomery police officer refinanced his mortgage with Alabama Home Mortgage. He lowered his interest rate by an entire point and received $10,000 in cash to pay off credit card debt. In addition, he skipped 2 months' mortgage payments. It sounds too good to be true, but it's not. Call Alabama Home Mortgage at 567-4223. You deserve the best. Call the mortgage company that appreciates you. Call Alabama Home Mortgage right now. Madeline and I are standing by, ready to assist you. Call 567-4223 or visit us at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Okay, have some more cuts for you, but you guys want to talk, that's good. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Barbara. Barbara, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Good afternoon, gentlemen, and happy Father's Day to you.
Thank you.
Joey, 6'9", please, sir.
For what?
That's my birthday.
Why are you telling me your birthday?
For the Sweet Creek.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But I thought you were kidding me.
We would. Yeah. We'll pull your leg every now and then. Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's all right. I appreciate it. First of all, I want to brag on Mr. Cole. Now, this is the elderly Mr. Cole, and this has been about 20 years ago when I first moved in my house.
AKA CC Cole.
Yes, and he is the smartest man ever. I moved into a brand new house, and when I moved in, about 2 days after I moved in, all the sewage backed up into my shower.
Ooh.
And I called a plumber, and he didn't know what was wrong, and I called the worldwide one, or United States worldwide one. They couldn't tell me what was wrong. Mr. Cole came out here, knew exactly what was wrong. Dug up. I thought I was going to have my laundry room dug up, and he did it from the storage room out there. So, and he fixed the problem. He's just the smartest man in the world.
Well, I want to tell you something. He's the nicest guy in the world,
and
too. CeCe is a gentleman.
Much a gentleman. You're exactly right. And the second thing, Joey had a gentleman that called in. I don't remember if it was yesterday or the day before. He had something to do with air quality or something, and he was talking about the mask that we're wearing.
Hmm.
And I don't know if you heard it or not. It was very interesting, the information that he had, that if I'm correct, I think he basically said the masks that we're wearing really don't do any good.
They don't.
So it's just, you know, do it because I said so. And then the other thing I wanted to ask you, was the governor supposed to have a news conference today?
I didn't see anything cross the line on it. Did you?
Well,
no, I've not seen anything, no.
I go to the Y, and the instructor, and we're in the pool, you know, and there can only be 10 of us, and we can't take showers and all that jazz. And she said that the governor was supposed to have a news conference today, and I'm like you. I hadn't heard anything about it to let us know, you know, I guess after the mayor's order, exactly what we had to do, but... Undoubtedly, if you didn't know, there's not one. So.
Well, no, then I just haven't seen anything move across the wire.
Yeah, you would have known.
Well, and Barbara, a quick distinction: the guy who called our show earlier in the week was Lee, and he said that in terms of stopping the virus, if you do run into it some way, it's not very effective, but it does help with emission of any droplets or something.
Yeah.
And then the purpose is for you, the mask wearer is protecting other people versus protecting themselves, because the eyes, if you walk into it and you get in your eyes, then that's it.
Okay.
Thanks, Bob. Well, we got to go.
He is very knowledgeable. Thank you, and y'all have a great weekend. Thanks. Like I said, happy Father's Day.
Thank you. John, Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dan. Hey. Couple quick comments on James Cole.
Don't say anything bad about James now.
I'm not. I've known James for 30-something years. It's all good. He forgot one minor little detail on the mask. People running around wearing masks, but they don't have any eye covering.
Yeah, exactly. I just said that.
And it's easier to catch it through your eyes than it is your nose or mouth.
Yeah.
One other thing about James. I got a brag on him. Back in March, I noticed water in the floor. I got checking with my water heater. So I called Cole Plumbing. Within 30 minutes, they had a guy out here check it out. He wrote me up a quote. I approved it. Went with a tankless water heater. He called, said, we got one in stock. He was out here the next morning, 9 o'clock. Within 2 hours, I had everything hooked up. And when I got my first gas bill, I thought it was a misprint. It had dropped from $30 to $35 down to $12.92.
Cha-ching!
So, I got to thank James for that.
He's a great guy.
So, he and I were in the volunteer fire department together, so I've known him over 30 years, too. So.
Well, he's a great guy. I consider him a good friend. And he and Cameron, and then I don't see CeCe anymore, but great family, great family. John, I got to fly here, buddy. I want you to have a really good weekend.
All right, same you.
Ta-ta. Common sense.
Hey, Dan.
How are you?
I'm great. I've got a question for you.
Please.
What do you think the mayor's end game is for all this?
To be noticed?
Well, I kind of thought so too, but let's pretend that he really wants to make a difference. Do you think the way he's going about it is going to work?
No.
Yeah. If you were going to do it, how would you do it?
I said this yesterday, Bill, is that I would have done a full assault on public service announcement on what you need to do to keep Montgomery safe. And I would have gotten every person in Montgomery that's kind of noted out there, whether it's TV people, whether it's radio people, whether it's known elected officials, celebrities, whatever, and I'd be doing a bang-up job of public service announcements, and I would put it everywhere. And you...
The PSA.
The problem is awareness. It's not. See, he put the whole thing on wearing a mask, and his concept is wearing a mask helps and if you don't wear it, it hurts. The problem is, as people have said, there are proper ways of wearing it, there are proper times to wear it, and there are times that you don't have to wear it. But there's no... He is so much on the disinformation and no information side of the equation. You're not going to bring people along unless you bring them along and you do that educationally.
Well, do you not think that it would be a good idea? I mean, they've got ways of tracking. They know the people that have tested positive. They know where they live. Would you not highlight the zip codes for the hot spots so that if people were shopping in that area, they would maybe decide not to shop in a hot zone?
Well, and I'm not sure that because you can travel all over the city because we're a free city as of right now, maybe not next week. I think what he's sorely lacking is he's not using data point information to explain to the people who the folks are. But here, I think there's a reason for that. And I'm going to kind of go on a limb. I think if you look at who is getting COVID-19 in Montgomery County, it's an African-American community at a larger proportion than it is other people. And he doesn't want to highlight that.
Well, yeah,
and it's also
a
part of town that is getting it.
So what else would you do? Is there anything else that you would maybe try? And I will say this. The reason I say zip codes is I know that that's what Jefferson County did. You can literally go on a map and you can see how many cases are in a zip code.
Yeah. Yeah, let me tell you, the thing to do is don't just say, I demand that you do this. I'm doing this executive order, and you're going to get a $25 ticket. We don't know about the court codes yet if you don't do what I'm telling you to do. That, I hate to say that. That is bad government. That is really bad government because it makes an assumption that you think you're right, and you don't know that you're right or not. And what Glenn Pruitt did and some of those doctors, that was just, I've had some doctor friends of mine saying that was way beyond their role as a physician, way beyond.
Well, I think it's interesting. I think we'll see in, as somebody says, the fullness of time.
Wow, who says that?
If the effort works, but... unfortunately, I really don't think it will.
No, because the thing that's driving it is that a group of people are getting together now, and they're doing it at private get-togethers. They're doing it at fish fries. They're doing it at house parties. They're doing it at backyard parties. And